Good morning. I'm Bill Davidson, the servant apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, Word of Life Ministries, Plano, Texas, making this audio from the office in my home. I want to just make a few comments, and then Kathy's going to read Psalm 2 to you. But the heathen rage. And people imagine vain things. Kings, rulers, they take counsel against the Lord and His anointed. And they have wicked ideas, wicked reasons, because they hate the Lord. And they hate His anointed. And I think it's cool how God deals with kings, judges, heathen. It's amazing what God does. And I just thought I wanted to warn some people today of what might be impending disaster because of their actions. I think Kathy will read from Psalm 2.
Psalm 2, verse 1. Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against His anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder, and cast away their cords from us. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh, the Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall He speak unto them in His wrath, and vex them in His sore displeasure. Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. The Lord has said unto me, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Be wise now, therefore, O you kings, be instructed, you judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest He be angry, and you perish from the way when His wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that put their trust in Him.
That it?
That's it.
You notice God addresses a heathen. He addresses kings, judges, authorities that take counsel against the Lord and His anointed, and enemies that hate God and hate His anointed. They're heathen. They're heathen. Jesus said, if you're not for me, you're against me. I think this is just great, and on this beautiful August Saturday morning in Plano, Texas, I just had to deliver, pardon me, this message to the world and let my enemies know that God is aware of their activities. God bless you. See you next time. Doyle Davidson.